This goes to Dr. Kozlovski, K-O-Z-L-O-V-S-K-I. Fax 989-463-1534. Regarding Jeannie, J-E-A-N-N-I-E, Cat, K-A-T-T, date of birth 9/12/1958. Dear Dr. Kozlovski, this is a follow-up visit with Mrs. Katz for right renal infarction with normal renal function, a history of pulmonary embolism, and history of anemia. Her last visit was July 24th of 2023. She did have her reflux surgery done. It worked for a few months, but now she's having dysphagia once again following the surgery. She did have another EGD done and will require another esophageal dilation, which is scheduled for March of this year. She did have an eye exam, and that revealed 20/20 vision with very early cataracts. And her weight is down 10 pounds over the last 6 months, due to the fact she's eating mostly liquid diet and pureed food in order to swallow without choking. She's had no illnesses, no new problems since her last visit. No diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood, no edema. Medication list is reviewed. She's anticoagulated with Eliquis 5 milligram twice a day, and she does not require antihypertensives. When she checks blood pressure at home, it's usually 120 to 130 over 70 to 80. Physical exam, weight is 221 pounds. Pulse 75, and blood pressure is 140 over 88. Neck is supple, no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear. Heart is regular. Abdomen obese, no ascites, no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done January 18, 2024. Creatinine is normal at 0.84, albumin 4.2, calcium 9.3, phosphorus 3.0, normal electrolytes, hemoglobin is 14.4 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, right renal infarction with current normal renal function, history of anemia, currently no anemia, and history of pulmonary embolism, anticoagulated with Eliquis. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 to 4 months, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 1 year. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.